when Nebraska is closely monitoring USDA's announcement that they are moving to a disease traceability system that puts states more in the driver's seat, if you will. And I have already convened two different meetings of our industry, livestock industry groups here in Nebraska to discuss USDA's announcement and subsequent meeting in Kansas City. And so, you know, while we're it's still very early in that process, we are concerned about the impact that shifting this to the state of Nebraska could have. We're a very large livestock state. We're the number one red meat slaughter state in the nation. We're the number two cattle on feed state in the nation right now. And so obviously, if we're expected to, depending on what USDA's baseline expectations are of a state, we could be very impacted. And in a time when budget resources are at high demand, you know, we're concerned that a program could be implemented that would cost our state and our state's producers a significant amount of money.
And the biggest concern, too, is what, interstate commerce?
Right now, the USDA's initial press release talked about interstate commerce. During the Kansas City meeting, they kind of changed that verbiage to talking about interstate movement. Whether or not that has a big difference or not is yet to be seen on how they describe that. But it would appear that states will be responsible for being able to provide traceability to their state's border. And then within it will be then be up to a state to determine how much more traceability within the borders of the state that we would work with producers to provide.